Remember when you said I do? Do you still do? This is for married couples today, because let's be honest, all the sheltering in place and social distancing has many couples wishing they could social distance from each other. It's been a challenge at times. Even for the most committed couples, not being able to have a little space can put certain stresses on a marriage. Did you know the divorce rate increased over 25% in China after couples were forced into mandatory lockdown due to COVID-19? As couples began to emerge from quarantine, apparently many went straight to file for divorce. Remember the honeymoon phase when you wanted to spend every waking minute with your spouse? Well, I think we've all discovered every waking minute might be a bit too much. I'll be honest, I love my husband with all that I am. He is God's gift of grace to me, truly. But there have been times during this pandemic I've just wanted to run away, not only from him, but from my children and our pets and the dishes and the laundry as well. This has been a struggle for us all in so many ways. The commitment we made when we said, I do, is a lot easier to keep when the going is good. That's why we pledge in front of God and witnesses to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. Through the good and the bad, we commit to one another and promise, I'm not going anywhere. God designed marriage when He created Eve for Adam. His word is our guide from beginning to end. Ephesians 5:21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. We are to submit to one another, love, respect, nurture, care for, and be united to one another. Marriage never comes easy. It's a daily choice to love and commit your heart and life to something bigger than yourself. Today, 26 years ago, I said I do to the love of my life. God brought us together for His purpose, and we realized it was much bigger than us. Through the years, it was never all about me or all about him. It's always been about the greater story we are a part of. Knowing that, it's so much easier to submit to one another, love one another, and stay committed to one another, because we are first committed to Christ. When you follow that formula, even in a pandemic, your marriage can stand strong. That's the truth. Today, by God's grace, I'm even more committed to God and my husband, and I'm thankful that every day together, we make the choice to say, we still do. I'm Lori Klein.